everyone. My name is Jinjos, and welcome to my Pokemon anime review series. Last episode, Ash and his friends discovered a Pokemon sanctuary in the Viridian Forest, its borders being guarded by various traps and a Bulbasaur. After thwarting Team Rocket from stealing the Pokemon from the sanctuary, Bulbasaur decides to join Ash on his adventure, but only after being defeated in battle. Today, we are going to be talking about Season 1, Episode 11, Charmander, the Stray Pokemon, our second episode in the trilogy where Ash meets the starter Pokemon of the Kanto region. Before we jump into the episode, our Who's That Pokemon of this episode is Charmander, a bipedal Pokemon that sports a flame burning on the tip of its tail. This flame can be used as an indicator for Charmander's health and mood, burning brightly when it is strong, weakly when it is exhausted, wavering when it's happy, and blazing when it's enraged. It is said if the flame on its tail ever goes out, it can die, though when it is healthy and happy, it won't go out due to water and will even steam in the rain. Charmanders can be found in hot, mountainous areas, but just like Bulbasaur, it is more often found in the possession of trainers, as it is one of the starter Pokemon given to beginning trainers in the Kanto region. Its Pokemon Let's Go Eevee Pokedex entry reads, "The flame at the tip of its tail makes a sound as it burns. You can only hear it in quiet places." Couple fun facts about Charmander. In the original Generation 1 games, its artwork and sprite depict Charmander having small spikes running down its back, but from Generation 2 and onward, they were removed. It also has the longest name in terms of letter count out of all unevolved Pokemon. Moving into the episode, we start out with the most familiar of scenes, the trio lost in the woods, but that doesn't stop Ash from wanting to catch Pokemon. Though in this instance, all he could find are Spearow, and I'm sure Ash has some PTSD from what happened back in Episode 1. While Ash is coping, Misty is at the end of her rope and is not helped by the fact that Brock mistakes a piece of grass for a bug. They head on out after they think they have discovered the correct route, and they run into a Charmander, and we have a few animation mistakes to point out. When Ash first walks up to get a good look at the Charmander, his iconic Z marks under his eyes are gone, and when Charmander is revealed and there's a close-up of his eye, it's actually the shape that is used when it is zoomed in on a Charizard eye. Ash is really gung-ho to catch this Charmander, throwing a Pokeball at it, but it's deflected back by hitting it with its tail. Brock is really concerned about the Charmander, though. He notices it's breathing heavy, the flame on its tail is really low, and wants to bring it to the Pokemon Center for help. Further attempts to catch it don't work. Pikachu ends up going up to talk with it, and we get another great charades game with Pikachu, one of my favorite running gags. Ash steps up to the plate and has improved from the last time, and gets it on the first shot. Sounds like this Charmander belongs to someone, and they decide to leave it, as it is hoping the trainer will come back to pick it up soon. They discover a Pokemon Center and head towards it as it starts to rain, and we get a small glimpse at poor Charmander using a leaf to cover itself in the pouring rain, its tail light barely burning. They sit in the Pokemon Center eating some soup, while Brock sits and wonders about Charmander. While they comfort themselves that they are sure Charmander's okay, nearby, a trainer named Damien brags about all the Pokemon that he caught, and even talks about a Charmander he used to own that he considered too weak. Damien then starts talking about how he left a Charmander on some rock in the woods and that it was stupid enough to stay there and wait for him, and that the flame on its tail will probably go out soon. Brock can't take this, standing up with determination, grabbing this punk by the shirt collar, and demanding that he goes back to get him. I just gotta throw out some props to Brock here. While I'm not throwing any shade at Misty or Ash in this situation, he is the one who can't stand to listen to this and can't bear the thought of that Charmander sitting out in the rain abandoned, which is not only physical abuse of a Pokemon, but mentally, and it is endangering its life. Brock's care for Pokemon compels him to do this. He would be betraying his morals if he didn't do this. Ash and Misty do come to back him up, and this leads to an intense stare down and the beginnings of a Pokemon battle between Ash and Damien. This time it's Nurse Joy who steps up and lays down the law.
Let's break it up. You know the rules.
Huh?
Pokemon are never to be used in personal fights. It's disrespectful to the Pokemon and their trainers.
Yeah, well, tell them they were the ones what started it.
While the thought of using Pokemon to settle personal disputes is an abuse of Pokemon ownership and rough to think about, I think this is a great world-building moment. Putting us into a slightly darker side of Pokemon and using them in battles, this really is quite a serious episode, and I think what causes people to gloss over these topics is twofold. One, it's a kid's cartoon, and while serious messages can and do belong in these shows, like this, we can sometimes easily brush them off. Secondly is the runtime. These episodes aren't that long, average of about 22 minutes, and that is a lot to cram into one episode. We could easily gloss over these serious moments while casually watching the show, but when you slow it down and think about it, these episodes can send some powerful messages. Eventually, Damien and his goons walk away, and while Brock is thoroughly distracted by Nurse Joy, Misty snaps him out of it, and they head out in the storm to rescue Charmander. While Misty voices a few concerns, she is still determined to help Charmander. Charmander is seen struggling to stay under this leaf, and even a bunch of Spearows come by to attack him, and gall, I gotta say, Spearows are the buttheads of the Pokemon world. Pikachu uses its electrical attack to scare them off, shocking the trio in the process as it is raining. They get Charmander wrapped up in their ponchos, while Ash makes sure that the flame on its tail stays lit. They make it to the Pokemon Center, and Nurse Joy is on it, getting into treatment quickly and trying to revive him. She's even got a very tiny little ottoman for Charmander's tail, which I find pretty funny. Ash feels Nurse Joy on the situation, and Nurse Joy just can't believe it and states that Damien just left. The trio sits outside of the emergency room, and while Ash and Misty pace around and try to stay busy, Brock just can't. His mind is so focused on the care of Charmander that we even get an inner monologue from him. Eventually, Nurse Joy steps out, and with a sigh of relief, we learn that Charmander is okay. The next morning, Brock wakes the others, shaking, telling them that Charmander left the Pokemon Center. They theorize that Charmander is heading back to that rock to wait for Damien, and that's confirmed as we follow Charmander. While its flame is burning bright and seems to be in good health, it's disheartening to see that he doesn't understand the situation he is in, and that he is simply returning to his abuser by going to wait on that rock for him. The trio tells themselves and Nurse Joy that there isn't anything they can do for Charmander at this point, and continue on their journey. Now I know you're all wondering about Team Rocket, and don't you worry, we go to them now, reciting the motto to the camera and everything, with a brand new machine that they don't 100% know what it does. Turns out, it drills holes, and they create a pitfall to which Meowth is very concerned as they forgot where it was last time. They hide in the bushes and wait as the trio approaches. While they initially walk over the trap with no fuss, eventually they fall in, leaving Pikachu up above. They pop out of the woods in blue rubber suits to prevent themselves from being shocked by Pikachu, and while this is not Jesse's color, it seems to work well. Pikachu makes a run for it, but they pull out their anti-Pikachu rubber balloon bazooka, and I think they could have lived without the bazooka part, but hey, if you could stick it in a bazooka, the more power to you. Pikachu is captured, and honestly at this point, it seems like Team Rocket might get away with this, as Ash can't get out of the hole, especially as Ash is standing on top of the others. To the rescue, though, comes Charmander, and we get the first time of Meowth translating a Pokemon's words into English, with Charmander demanding that let Pikachu go. He then blasts them with a flamethrower, and they blast off, rescuing Pikachu. Damien witnesses this and is shocked by the power of Charmander. He comes out of the woods and states that he was always going to come back for him. He's mine, I caught him. Leaving it on that rock toughened him up. I didn't even have to raise it myself. Seeing him trying to manipulate Charmander is actually kind of sickening, really. As the trio is trying to show Charmander how terrible Damien is, Damien tries to return Charmander to his Pokeball, but Charmander smacks it right back in its face. Damien loses his cool, and Charmander and Pikachu step up to burn him and electrocute him. He runs off, calling for his mommy, and that is the last we see of him. Well, I'm glad we never see this manipulative trainer ever again. I would say it would be a very satisfying episode to see Ash wipe the floor with him using the very Charmander he abandoned. At this point, Charmander turns to the trio, and Brock insists that Ash take him into his team. He jumps into the Pokeball willingly, and Ash has gained another friend on his Pokemon team, and we have memorable adventures in the future. Join me next time, where we will complete the Starter Pokemon Trilogy with Season 1, Episode 12, Here Comes the Squirtle Squad. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.